W4DJW and KN4RJN.
KN4RJN, W4DJW.
KN4RJN. Well, I got the blank manager on this thing. I added Rosetta, and then I added Einstein, and then it said I had notices. I hit the notice thing, and all I got was a blank screen. I finally fiddled around and found the notices, and one of the notices from Rosetta says it can't run it on an ARM, unknown ARM, whatever it was it said, architecture. But the Einstein is running, and I'm trying to set my computer preferences, and I hit the options and computing preferences, and again I get a blank window that says blank computing preferences, and that's all that's there. So what am I doing wrong here?
So to get the Rosetta running, I'll send you, it was in the email that, it might have been in the email, no. Actually, the commands are on that site that I sent you. The Team Sci-Fi website. Have you been on that? Have you logged on to that one? Not the forum at Rosetta, but the clubs or the teams forum. Have you been on there?
Yeah, but not lately. I put in the command line that you sent me in the in the email, and that ran good. And then I put in the thing to get the program, and it downloaded. And boom, the point manager showed up, popped up just like it did on my other computers. But and it's running right now. Einstein. Let me go to standby. W4DJWKN4RJN. I'm going to hop to another computer. I can't set my options here for some reason on Einstein, and it continues to run whether I, you know, touch anything or not. So it's but the computing preferences comes up blank. Let me flip over to the other computer and see if I can get on the forum. Hang on.
Okay, I'm gonna copy and paste it in the email that I send to you, and I'll send you the link as well. And it's down on, it's not at the top of the link. You have to scroll down to past where all the piece parts are. There's instructions on how to tell the ARM processor to boot up into 64-bit mode. That's the key. You got to add a line to /boot/config.txt. At the very end, and that line is ARM_64-bit=1. And once you add that and reboot, then there's some text that you have to put in the file that is in /lib/var/lib/boinc-something. I'll send you the verbiage on what you've got to do, and so you can go through that. And then after you reboot it, it'll recognize the platform as being ARM64. Alpha ARM 64, and it'll Rosetta will work on it from that point forward. As far as the blank screens go, I'm not sure if that's because it just hasn't painted everything yet, because you've got Einstein working, it's crunching, and they're sucking up all the CPU, or if it's just a bug. I'm not sure.
It manually suspending it from computing, and it responds to that. And then I go up to options, computing preferences, and I get the same thing. I mean, I got the window with the title line across the top, blank computing preferences, and there's nothing there. It's just blank. So, and it's suspended. It's not running right now. So I'm not sure what's going on there.
I was on another desktop typing up the instructions to send you in an email to get that working. I'm not sure what's going on at that either. You might kill it. It might work better after you restart it in 64-bit mode. But if you suspended Einstein, that would help it if it was just having trouble painting the screen. Other than that, why it's not filling in the text, I haven't seen that before. That's the first time I'm hearing of that.
to wipe this out and redo it?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that would help.
Okay. Well, so am I going to have to, like, reinstall it then? Run back to the command line and type that in again and let it go?
No. Take a look at these things that I'm about. Did you do a sudo apt-get update, sudo apt-get upgrade before you did the sudo apt-get install boink client and boink manager?
I did whatever you put in that email. I put in sudo apt-get install boink client manager. And then on the command line, boink manager, which is what you put in the email. That's what I did.
Okay, take a look at the email that I just sent you. It's got a snapshot of the website so that you of the portion of the thread in the forum that has these instructions that you need to do to put it. You need to execute to put it in 64-bit mode. You got to put the Pi in six. You got to do two things. You got to put the Pi in 64-bit mode, and that's editing the boot config file. And then you've got to add a line to a file in the var lib boink client directory. Anyway, that email tells you all about that.
I do just got it. Whoops, wrong mouse. Okay, I'll read this and see what happens.
Yeah, it might need that. And the fourth bullet says run these three commands, sudo apt-get update, sudo apt-get upgrade, sudo apt-get install boink manager. You've already done that, but you might want to do an update and an upgrade. And then the next one after four says edit these three files in the boink client directory. The one that is the third file, the CC config, is the one that you put that text below where it says options. You add that to the CC underscore config dot XML file. And you can see in there it says alternate platform is Arch64-unknown-linux-gnu, and then the closing tag, alt platform. And then the line below that, allow remote GUI, that's so that if you want to go from a Windows box, if you want to run the boink client on a Windows machine, like one of your laptops, and you just want to log into this machine from that boink client, like, for example, if you can't get this boink client to work because it has blank screens in it, you can get on one of your other boink clients, and it's got an option for connecting to another machine. You can connect to this machine if you give it a password in the remote host config. You've got to edit the remote host config, and you've got to add the IP address of the calling machine to that file, and you've got to put a password in the GUI RCP auth config file. And then you can connect to it from another boink client. You can manage them all from one boink client.
Okay. I'm reading the text. Where do I put in a password and the other things you said?
So under bullet number four, you've got three bullets, one, two, and three under bullet number four. And then it says edit three files in the var lib boink client directory. And it's got the three file names. The one that has remote host config, that's where you put the IP address of the client that you want to use to connect to this machine, to this Pi. Under the GUI RPC auth config, that's where you put the password that you choose. You just open that up with the text editor, edit it, and put the password in there. And it's a blank file. It doesn't have anything in it. And it'll just have one word right at the beginning of it. And then the CC config XML, you'll edit that and put that text that I have in green below that underneath the XML that's already in there, but it's got to be around the wrapper XMLs. I might send you a snapshot of what that looks like after you finish editing it so you get it in the right location.
Add your Windows IP to the end of the first one. That's the remote / host CFG, and then just put in the IP address in there.
Yeah, go down to the last file. It'll have some text in it at the top. It'll have some comments, and it'll have an example. Go all the way to the bottom and just add on a, open up a new line and add the remote host IP address in there. That says that remote host is allowed to run this Boink manager from that remote host. So, yeah, that, and that's the right file. And it's in the location /var/live/boink client.
Okay, I do all that on the... on where I originally put in the loaded the thing on the command line where I originally put that in.
If you know the VI editor, yeah, you can CD to that location, change directory to it. If you know how to run VI, yeah, you can do it from there. You do a CD space /var/live/boink client return, and then you do a VI space remote host and edit it. If you know the VI editor, or there is another editor that's a nowadays it's more popular than VI, and I can't remember, it's like Nano or something like that. You could use that editor. Or you can just open the file manager. It's got like a little file drawer, and you can click on it, and you can open that up, and you can browse to it, and then you can just double-click on the file, and it'll open it up in an editor most of the time, or you right-click and say edit, something like that.
Okay, where's the file manager?
Like, I don't, it's, you have to poke around, like click the start button and it'll bring up all the menu and click through the menu, look for the file manager somewhere. I don't run the desktop. I run everything headless and just, I use command line to do everything. So I'm not familiar with the desktop. You just have to poke around and find it.
Well, I'll look around here and see what I can find.
And I'm getting another snapshot of where you put that options text inside that file, a bigger picture of that file so that you'll know where to put it when you edit it.
Well, we'll piddle around with this thing and see if we can find it.
Yeah, if you can't get that manager to paint the screens, it'd be best just to use one of your laptops to manage it from your laptop. W4DJW. I'm about to send you the whole picture of that cc_config file.
That.
Hey John, I did send you one more command. Just remembered, after you finish making those three edits, you have to restart the Boink client manager. I just sent you the command that you used to do that. W4DJW, clear.
Yeah.